Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events, as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is October 1st, 2023. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for October 2023. But before we begin, an important announcement. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. October begins with a number of changes in the zodiac occurring in the first few days, and thereby setting up new planetary energy patterns which will play out over the coming weeks. On Sunday, October 1st, both Mercury and Venus change signs. Mercury will move from sidereal Leo to sidereal Virgo. A few hours later, Venus moves from sidereal Cancer into sidereal Leo. In other words, Venus will replace Mercury in Leo. 2 days later, on Tuesday, October 3rd, Mars changes signs, leaving sidereal Virgo and entering sidereal Libra. A planet's qualities are manifested in accordance with the sign that the planet is in. Additionally, in each case, for Mercury, Venus, and for Mars, there is an important interaction with another planet as soon as they each change signs. So, let's take up these new astrology patterns one by one. Mercury moves fairly rapidly, generally taking 2.5 weeks to transit through a sign. Mercury will be in its own sign, Virgo, from October 1st until October 19th. A planet in its own sign is strong, both for what the planet and for what the sign represents. Mercury is the planet of information, facts, and data. Virgo is the analyst of the zodiac, always trying to connect the dots. So, this is a good combination for sorting through the details, finding the objective truth, and making rational decisions. The downside of Mercury in Virgo is getting obsessed with the details, and thus missing the big picture, and having expectations of perfection and becoming excessively critical. As soon as Mercury enters Virgo, it comes into opposition with Neptune, which is sort of like Mercury's opposite number. Whereas Mercury is the planet of rational thinking and reasonable decisions, Neptune is the planet of fantasy and imagination, the planet of dreams and illusions. The worst of Neptune is confusion and doubt. Because Mercury moves quickly, the direct aspect of Neptune on Mercury will only last a few days. Just beware that the planet of doubt and illusions will be distorting Mercury's usual clarity for the first days of October. After that, Mercury will be able to operate normally. Venus enters Leo on October 1st, the same day that Mercury enters Virgo. Normally it takes Venus about 3.5 weeks to transit through a sign, but since Venus is still recovering from a retrograde period that ended in September, Venus will be in Leo for a bit more than 4 weeks, until November 2nd. Venus in Leo is the planet of relationships and appearances in an egoic fire sign. Leo is a sign that wants to be known, wants to be acknowledged. Venus is the planet of entertainment and popularity. A lot of actors and actresses and politicians have Leo as their rising sign. Here's a good example. Donald Trump. He's Leo rising, which means Venus will be in his ascendant for all of October. For sure, he'll want to hog the spotlight as much as possible. As soon as Venus enters Leo, it comes under the influence of Saturn, which is transiting opposite in Aquarius. Saturn is the energy of restriction, the energy of limitation. The direct aspect of the planet of limitations and harsh realities puts a damper on Venus' significations for the first half of October. Relationship, agreements, finances will suffer. Mars takes about 6 weeks to transit through a sign. On October 3rd, Mars leaves Virgo and enters Libra, where it stays until November 15th. Mars in Libra is the planet of force, conflict, and controversy in the sign of harmony and agreement. Obviously, this is not a good fit either for Mars or Libra, which are both incompatible with each other. The effects can be that agreement is harder to achieve, or we get something like forced agreements. Also, Libra has an idealistic, even missionary side to it, and Mars adds aggression. This can result in fanatics getting energized. For instance, in the chart of the United States, Libra is the sign in the 11th house. The 11th house of a nation's chart stands for the legislature, in other words, Congress. So, what can we expect to happen in Congress for the month of October? The fanatical ultra-right wing of the GOP will be creating even more threats, controversy, and conflict. As soon as Mars enters Libra, it encounters Ketu. Ketu is the south node of the moon, one of the eclipse points. Ketu acts like antimatter. It dissolves things on the material plane. Mars is the planet of force, haste, and impulse. A Mars-Ketu conjunction is never a good thing, unless you like chaos and destruction. This energy pattern can also produce effects in the natural world, causing sudden disasters. On October 14th, there will be an annular eclipse of the sun. An annular solar eclipse is similar to a total solar eclipse, except that the disk of the moon doesn't quite cover the disk of the sun, leaving a thin ring of the sun exposed. Thus, the moniker Ring of Fire. This eclipse will be seen over much of the western United States, as well as Central America, Colombia, and Brazil. In the U.S., the path of the eclipse starts on Saturday morning off the northwest coast, then crosses Oregon, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, and finally Texas, before heading out over the Gulf of Mexico. In the sidereal zodiac, the October 14th eclipse occurs at 26 to 27 degrees Virgo. If an eclipse occurs in combination with a planet, that planet's significations will be somehow distorted. In this case, the afflicted planet is Mercury, which will be just 4 degrees away from the eclipse. Mercury is the planet of information, facts, and data, and therefore the media. News reports during mid-October will be more unreliable than usual. In the ancient world, an eclipse, especially a solar eclipse, was considered a harbinger of a big change, usually bad, coming in the near future. In a personal chart, an eclipse causes changes to the area of life indicated by the house of the chart that the eclipse falls in. These changes usually occur in the weeks and months following the eclipse. At the end of October, there's an interesting three-planet combination which will likely manifest as some sort of notable event. Mars will be moving into position to be directly opposing Jupiter, and simultaneously, Mercury catches up to Mars, creating a Mars-Mercury conjunction while both are opposing retrograde Jupiter. On October 28th, just as the pattern is becoming exact, the full moon arrives on the Jupiter side of the equation, adding more energy for an event. Jupiter opposite Mercury is not a big deal. Jupiter's beliefs are being opposed by Mercury's facts, but Mars introduces the energy of force and conflict, and the full moon boosts everything up to an extreme level. So, watch for something significant at the end of October. Okay, there's a brief look at planetary patterns for October 2023, and here's a description of what's coming up in October's videos. October 8th, analysis of Venus under pressure during October. October 15th, astrology patterns affecting world events and politics. October 22nd, Mercury conjunct Mars and the effects for each rising sign chart. And October 29th, a preview of planetary patterns for November 2023. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to October's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.